Welcome to the Wildlife Around You Show, a casual nature podcast with your hosts, Blaine
and Lainey,
both nature enthusiasts.
Well, hello there.
Hello back.
How you been?
Fine.
You seen anything new?
Yes. Just this last weekend, we went to a neighborhood playground and was sitting on a bench, watching my daughter go up and down the ladders and down the slides and everything else, and looked over, and on the tree next to me was a baby spiny lizard.
Oh.
So, again, nature is just right there.
So great.
What about you?
We have a colony of bees that have discovered we are the water source for the neighborhood.
Oh, yes.
Which is really fun.
At least one of them.
Yeah. And the first time I noticed it, been a week or two?
Yeah.
So we have a little water fountain in our backyard, and there are some rocks. And at first, I just thought that they were swarming around trying to find food, and then realizing, oh no, they're landing on the rocks and climbing down the rocks to the water.
Yep. It's been crazy hot. Over twice as many triple-digit days mm-hmm. as our previous records were. And so they're happy to find food, water sources.
Mm-hmm.
But so. Yeah, we probably have hundreds that cycle through throughout the day.
Yeah.
Because there'll be dozens there at a time. And not interested in us. We can walk right by them. They don't mind at all.
And they'll fly right around us to go to the water. And
get a drink, and then off they go again.
Yeah, one of our daughters had some friends over to play in the sprinklers, and we just said, they're not interested in you whatsoever. And it was kind of fascinating to watch. They're one of the little girls is about 3, and she just stopped to watch them. It's not a behavior that you get to see very often, so it was fun.
So what are we going to learn about today?
The monarch butterfly.
How do we know what a monarch butterfly is?
So the monarch butterfly is a medium-sized butterfly with a wingspan that ranges between 3.5 to 4 inches, which is a decent-sized butterfly. Yeah. Their wings are bright orange with black veins and borders, and it has white spots along the edges. The wings of the males have a small black patch of scent scales on each hind wing, which is absent in the females. And the undersides of the wings are similar in color, but have a more subdued pattern.
Yeah, chances are good. You've probably seen pictures or come across a monarch.
Yep.
They're found primarily in North America, all the way from Canada to Mexico. And they can be found through quite a few different ecosystems, from meadows to fields, gardens, coastal areas. You'll see them traverse through cities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they are best known for is for their long-distance migrations, with some of the individuals traveling up to 3,000 miles to reach their overwintering grounds, which are down in Mexico.
Yeah, which is just, to me, almost unfathomable for such a small animal to be able to travel such a long distance. And because they're a food source for many other animals, but just even navigating all of the urban areas.
Some of them make the whole trek. Some of them make part of it. And then the next one picks up and keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite a migration.
So monarchs are nomadic. They are constantly on the move looking for a food source, especially flowers that have a lot of nectar in them, and then also suitable breeding sites. And the females lay their eggs on specific host plants, primarily milkweed, because it serves as a great food source for their caterpillars.
Yeah, it's a plant that's extremely vital to their survival.
Yeah.
So they're known for their distinctive and delicate flight patterns, often overlapping wings slowly and gracefully. And they're active all during the day. And unlike many other butterflies, they are very social. And so they can often be found in large groups during migration, especially in the overwintering sites. And there are some fascinating videos and pictures where they just cover all of the foliage down in various places in Mexico where just
hundreds of thousands
or millions of them are there. It's just like there's nothing underneath them. You just see the sea of the red and orange and white.
And they, even when they're sitting on something, they don't hold still.
Yeah. They open their wings and close it like many butterflies. Yeah.
As we talked about earlier, they lay their eggs on milkweed plants, usually on the underside of leaves, and each butterfly can lay hundreds of eggs during its lifetime. They hatch into caterpillars, which go through several stages before forming a chrysalis. And the chrysalis undergoes metamorphosis, and after around 2 weeks, an adult butterfly emerges. Yeah. And if you ever come across a butterfly emerging, do not help them. It is part of their makeup that it makes their wings stronger working to get out.
Yeah, it may seem like they're struggling, but that's by design.
Yes.
Yeah, so monarch butterflies face several natural predators throughout their life cycle. In the caterpillar stage, they're preyed upon by birds, spiders, wasps, and other insects. And as adults, they're preyed upon by birds, bats, reptiles, and insects. Part of their coloring is to provide a warning, and with their bright orange wings serving as a signal to potential predators that they are toxic or distasteful. And we'll find out why they are so distasteful is because they're put on milkweed plants, which contain toxins. And so as they eat those, they assimilate those into their bodies. They have the unique adaptation to tolerate and sequester the toxins from the milkweed, making them, which usually would make them unpalatable to many predators. And so that's how milkweed survives. But the monarchs, caterpillars eat that, absorb the toxins, and then the predators are like, ooh, yummy butterfly. And then they get it, and that's it's just
not yummy. Like
toxins. And so many animals have learned to avoid butterflies that are that color. And some butterflies use, other species use those same colorings, even though they're not toxic. They're like, we want to look kind of like the monarch so that we survive.
Yeah. Which is clever.
Yeah. And then as adults, the monarchs will primarily feed on nectar. And it'll be from various plants, including milkweed, asters, goldenrod, and others. So what are some of the unique and fun facts we found out about monarchs?
So like we talked about, the migration is really just amazing. It's one of the longest and most remarkable migrations in the entire animal kingdom. So every fall, millions of monarchs from Eastern North America migrate to a very small area in the highlands of Central Mexico, where they overwinter, and Western populations migrate to coastal California. And if you have not seen pictures or videos, look online, because it is, for me, it would be something that I would like to see, but it would probably be a little bit overwhelming of, there are so many. They literally cover every inch of those, of the trees and ground. And
yep.
So they do also use a combination of environmental cues, including the position of the earth and earth's magnetic field, to navigate during these long migrations. And they are the only butterfly species that is known to make this two-way migration, meaning they return to their breeding grounds in the spring.
Yeah. As we talked about, that milkweed is crucial. And so lately, monarch populations have been declining due to habitat loss, pesticide use, climate change, and other factors. And so if you have the chance and you've got milkweeds and other stuff like that, and you can leave them be, let them be. Mm-hmm. Monarchs will take advantage of them, and you'll get monarchs around your property, and it'll help them as they migrate.
Yeah. And they are so pretty.
Yeah. They're quite fascinating.
So if you see him, let us know. We hope you feel inspired to be someone who is more aware of the nature around you. We also hope that you have enjoyed this episode and learned something new about wildlife that may be around you.
For more information about getting outdoors and to see our photos and videos of the wildlife we talked about, follow us on Instagram at @aporterexplorer and @getoutsidedaily.
To ensure you don't miss a future episode, be a subscriber to our podcast. A new episode comes out weekly.
If you really liked it and are willing, please be one of our favorite people and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd love to see what you have to say. It helps spread the word so more can enjoy what is around them.
And don't forget to tell your friends about what you've learned with us. Everyone wins when we spend more time with nature.
You can find show notes for all our episodes at aporterexplorer.com/podcast. Until next time, we encourage you to get outside daily to see what is around you and to get back to nature.